Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Everyone needs a civics lesson on impeachment. That's the headline. David James comes to the broadcast table to give us this lesson in impeachment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, David, I'm sure it's been a while since any of us had a government or civics class in high school. So maybe it'd be really helpful to briefly take a moment and discuss exactly what the Founding Fathers put into place concerning impeachment, including both the grounds and the process of impeachment.
One of the foundational principles in our country, and that makes it unique in the history of the world, is the system of checks and balances that are built into our Constitution. And this means that we have three equal and yet separate branches of government, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. And within that system is the provision for the removal from office of the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States if Congress finds them guilty of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Since 1789, 19 federal officials have been brought up on impeachment charges by the House of Representatives, with 8 people convicted after a Senate trial. Now, 2 presidents have actually been impeached by the House. That would be Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, but neither were convicted in the Senate. Back in April of 1974, the Judiciary Committee approved 3 articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, and when it became clear he would be impeached and convicted, he resigned in August. So of the 8 persons impeached and convicted in Congress, all were judges who faced charges including perjury, tax evasion, bribery, and in one case, supporting the Confederacy. So the language for the standard for impeachment is high crimes and misdemeanors, and it's been somewhat of a controversial statement and continues to be a source of confusion. The general intent of the framers was high crimes and misdemeanors would involve conduct that would seriously harm the public, including the security of the country, and seriously compromise the person's ability to faithfully execute the duties of their office.
David James with a short civics course on impeachment. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Each of us need a refresher course in civics. Even the members of the United States House of Representatives. As the world watches our endeavor to impeach President Trump, we must consider how important this responsibility is. Removing a president from office is a major political decision, and it must be done in humility and prayer, not because you hate the man. God established human government, Genesis 9:6, in order to direct humankind in the will of God. The future is in His hands, Revelation 17:17, and will happen. Man's responsibility is to follow the Lord's will for the end time. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...